the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 6:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terrace Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware, St. Simon's, Adrian Browning, the attorney at law, Shell and Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marshside Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrace, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Bob.
Coach, we had an off week last week. Just fill us in a little bit on how the team spent the time. Did we rest up? Did we practice for 5 days? Or how did we go about our business?
Yes, we did. we practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Took Labor Day off. Spent a nice day with the family over there. But we practiced 3 days. We had a ninth grade football game against Richmond Hill. We went over and beat the brakes off Richmond Hill ninth grade football. We're excited about that one. But all in all, we just had a good week. Worked on us, focused on the Red Terriers, and hopefully got a little better.
All right, we got Wayne County coming up this week. Before we get started with them, tell us any injuries we need to know about this week, Coach.
Secret injuries. No,
I got you.
We unfortunately we'll probably play the game Friday night without Shane Wells, who was injured in a non-football related incident. He was farting around at the beach and hurt himself. I think he'll be back next week for Ware County, but unfortunately he's probably going to miss this Friday night's game. And I'm not sure Clayton Ketchum will be available at center or not. We'll see how that goes. But he's been a little gimpy and strained something in his back, and hopefully he'll get healed up and be able to give us some time. If not Friday, maybe next Friday.
I got you. All right. Looking at Wayne County right now, offensively, led by the quarterback, number one, a pretty good athlete. What do you know about Wayne County's offense?
They've got a bunch of big kids up front. Their offensive line, big coke boxes. I mean, big kids. They're going to come in. They're going to run the football. We've got a really good tailback. He's a kid that can get downhill and break tackles. We've got to do a great job tackling him. We have to be physical. Their Coach Cripp's son, a wide receiver, is probably the best wide receiver we'll play all year. Runs great routes, catches the ball. Really tough kid. Really good high school football player. But they've got a lot of skill, and we're going to have to play well on defense. We're going to have to be physical up front at the point and know our assignments, because they do a lot of funky things. We're going to have to run around and tackle football.
Yeah, that is Ashby Cribb, the wide receiver quarterback, 5'11", senior, 180. Looking at their offensive line, they do look pretty big, 6'5", 300, 6'1", 270. Center is the smallest guy at 220 and another at 236. But we've faced guys like that before Dorchester was in that size. We had a pretty good game up front defensively against their offensive line.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I mean, our kids, we've got some good players up there. We've just got to do the things we're coached to do. I think the biggest thing is we've got to play well an inside linebacker. And it's something we've kind of been all over the place a little bit, an inside linebacker. I know E.J. Thomas is playing well outside at one spot. Tyshawn Wallace and Justin Fleming are doing a good job at the other spot. I think we're really good at safety. There's two guys who run downhill and tackle. We've got young corners, and they're going to be tested a little bit. The Crib kid's a good player, so they're going to have to get in there and make some plays on the football. But the big thing is our two inside linebackers have got to get downhill and fit on the football and tackle well.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you mentioned our DBs. It's on film watching Wayne County. It seems like they do a fairly good job of getting down the field and blocking and matching up with our corners and our safeties. They don't seem to want to run up the middle, so they want to seem to attack the corners. Is that?
Well, they'll get in there and hammer it in there with that big tailback they have. I mean, he'll get downhill, he'll break some tackles. He's a really good player. So, of all the things, anytime I see a team that has a guy like that, the first thing I want to do is stop the inside run game. And I want to make sure that they're not going to make a living just handing the ball off and getting downhill on us. So that's the first. That's where defensively we have to start. But that, you know, he's a good player. He's probably as good a back as we'll play all year long. Maybe outside of the kid from Bradwell Institute who's committed to South Carolina. So and it's a big offensive line. So you know we've got our work cut out for us. We've got to come in there and hunker down. We got to get some negative plays and get off the field. We can't let on third and longs. We got to win some third and longs. Something that we didn't do against Fort Dorchester.
Yeah, he was talking about the kind of a funky offense they run. They seem to be in double twins with a single back quite often. But then they've got this other formation where they've got two guys, three back set in the backfield, two guys even with the quarterback are behind the tackles, it seems like, and then a guy behind him. What do you call that
offense? Well, it's an inverted wishbone. What they've done is invert the wishbone, and they're running some. They run power read out of it. They'll run outside zone out of it. They've got a little toss and power action. So they've got some different things they run out of that. They like to put the crib kid at quarterback. And when they put him there, it really becomes the threat of a two-way go, kind of split read, because he can hand the ball off or he can keep it out the backside. So, you know, we just gotta hunker down and play well. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Just got to do our assignments and fit to the ball well, as you keep talking about each and every week. All right, let's look at them on the defensive side of the ball. They seem to be, anchor behind the big middle linebacker. I think he was number 34. What do we know about him? He seems to play the ball well.
Well, you know, I think we're defensively, they've got some really good up front, their defensive line. They're big at defensive tackle. They've got a couple of really good defensive ends. It's a really good defensive football team when you watch them. They're really well coached. I know their defensive coordinator does a great job. Kids play hard. They're physically really aggressive in the secondary. Get downhill and tackle well. And you know, they're really solid at linebacker. So, you know, we're gonna have to come out and play, you know, and we're missing a couple of offensive linemen for this game. So it's gonna be a challenge for us. And the good news is I like challenges. So it'll be fun to get out there and get after them a little bit and throw some things into the wind and see what happens.
Yeah, they're running a 4-3 defense, four down linemen with three linebackers. Do they run a lot of stunts off of that? Do they do a lot of different things with the linebacker? Or do they just play ball and let them read?
You know, they're really good up front, and they don't do a whole lot of funky things, a whole lot of funky blitzes. But what they do is they get up and line up and play football. And they get their hands on the offensive tackles. They ride guys down. They squeeze down. They spill gaps. They play really hard, and they're physical. So, you know, they're good on defense.
Yeah, that was one of my notes here. Is they watching film, they run to the ball well, and they close quickly. They get there, and every 11 hats around the ball every play.
Yeah, they do. And we've got to block well on the perimeter. We have to play well. I mean, we can't go over there and not play well. They've got a good football team. If we play well, we'll have a chance to win the game. If we don't, we're not going to win the game. And you know, it's look. I've been doing this a long time, and so I'm not gonna go in the game. And I my focus is always on winning the game. I don't worry about the opponent. I worry about us. I felt like we've had a really good week of practice. You know, I'm concerned a little bit about our offensive line against our defensive line, especially missing two starters. But we've got to go make up some ground over there and play great on defense.
Okay, stay with us. We got more to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87, Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right, all Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location from Marshawn Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshawn Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. All right, Coach, since we really don't have anything to talk about last week, we've just got a little bit to go here, and I've got two coaches' spotlights with me this week. I've got the special teams coordinator, Coach Kip Hall, and the quarterback coach, Coach Pete Irby. Talk a little bit about the hurricane just to see if there is a plan B for any play-in. You know, if it rolls in here, if it hits, is the game on? We're going to cancel. We have hurricane experience. We had an 18-day break last week, I think, or 28-day break.
28 days last year.
Last year.
28 days between games. We don't care about hurricanes. We just roll up and do our business. There's always a plan B, Bob Black. We're going to evaluate the hurricane on Thursday morning, and if it looks like it's going to veer this way, we'll load up the Mighty Red Terrors and go to Jessup on Thursday evening and play the game. But as of right now, we're going to play the game on Friday night. We think everything's going to be okay, and I don't foresee it being a problem. If it looks like for some reason we'll just get over there about 10 a.m. on Friday morning and get the game done.
Okay, well, there we go. We're going to let Coach Rock go. Now he's got some things he's got to run and do, and since we don't have a last game to talk about, we're going to bring our special teams coordinator in now, Coach Kip Hall. Coach Kip Hall has been coaching for many years. He's got quite a bit of extensive coaching career. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you doing this afternoon?
Very good, thank you. Very good, thank you.
Got to turn the mic on. All right, Coach, let's just talk a little bit about you first. You are married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Kids, grandkids,
yep.
All of the above?
Four kids, grandkids, yep.
Okay. First off, I want to thank you for the ribbon in the locker room. Is you are the oldest guy on the staff, but that actually is wrong. I'm the oldest guy on the staff. So
I'm not far behind you.
So. I want to thank you for taking that off of me. But let's talk about your job as a special teams coordinator. You've had several good kickers over the last couple of years. Talk to us about your crew this year. You got three or four good kickers. You got a good young kicker coming in with the Sasser kid. Tell us a little bit about each one of the kids you got.
Well, our starting kicker is Chase Gabriel. He's done such a tremendous job this year. Last year when he started out, when he first got here, he was so small. He was like Sasser was, just real small and not very strong. But he's worked his tail off. And he's done a great job. I mean, he's a very strong leg. He's getting more and more confident and accurate.
Yeah, he likes to stick it up in there, too. He wants to play safety more than he wants to kick, I think. But he's turned out to be a pretty good kicker for us. What about the JV crowd? We got a kicker. Chase is a senior, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he is a senior. We got a couple of ready to step in for him when he graduates.
We got a couple. Got a transfer in. Bennett came in from Valdosta. And Bennett Colbert, and he's got a great leg as far as punting, but we're working on his kickoffs and field goals right now. And he's just going in the 10th grade. He's a 10th grader, so he's got two more years. We got Cameron Mendez that's been here for 2 years, and he's getting better and better each week. He's getting more and more on his distance on his field goals and his kickoffs. And we got Mr. Sasser, but we also got Jackson.
Wakeman.
Wakeland coming in as a ninth grader. He's got a tremendous leg. He's just real raw, and he's learning the position, and he's going to be something.
You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Can we do several things on punt? We've got something that we call river, which is that rugby-style kick. But we've also got a few other, without giving any secrets away, tricks up our sleeves, let's say. Just tell us a couple of the potential fakes we could run. I guess we could run some things off of that river, so if people see us running out to the right, like he may be starting to run like he did a couple of games ago, which wasn't well advised. What are some of the things we can do off of that river?
Oh, we can run a pass off that river. We also will give a look of river and run our traps and our kicks. We look for the bubble. We look for something they're giving us. And is there something during the game? And Coach Rock, we see it, and we're going to run it. If they give us something, we're going to take it. And 99% of the time, we're successful at it.
And that's something you try to pick up on film as well. I know you do a lot of film breakdown with the different kick return, the punt, kickoff return. Do you look for something when you're watching the film for the potential of river to jump up?
Oh, yeah. All special teams, we're looking for an edge somewhere, an advantage somewhere where we can get points out of it or keep the ball. Just something to our advantage. We look for it.
All right. Let's just talk about your coaching career for a little while. We've talked about our kickers. You've been coaching for how many years?
This is my 24th year.
24th year, and you've had stints probably. I think you had a head coaching job at was it Druid Hills?
Druid Hills and Atkinson County.
And Atkinson County, and then I guess you've been coordinator several places. Give us a little bit breakdown. What year did you start coaching?
I went back to school back in 1990. And I worked as a student assistant trainer, and I turned into a student assistant for Coach Bell at Georgia. Worked with DBs, broke film down, and just really got back into learning football. I was out of football for a while, and then I coached at Clark Central, and I went to Mars Hill College up in North Carolina. And I've just been working my way up the ladder at different high schools, position coaches, and coordinators, special teams coordinator, offensive coordinator, just working my way up until I was able to get a head coaching job.
How many have you ever slowed down to count how many schools you've actually taught at?
I've been at 8 different high schools.
8 different high schools, all in the state of Georgia?
Yes.
All in the state of Georgia, okay. Well, that's good. Well, you said you were a GA at Georgia, graduate assistant at Georgia?
Student assistant. Back when I was at Georgia, the NCAA reduced the number of GAs from 5 to 2, and they needed help, and so they came up with a so-called student assistant. And we did the same work as GAs, but we didn't get paid the GA amount.
I got you. I guess you attended Georgia, and you did graduate?
Yes, graduated, yes.
Okay, all right. Did you have a certain position at Georgia, or you just...
I did the film breakdown, and did... ran the scout teams against the defense, and just worked with the DBs with Coach Bell, and that was about it.
Okay, I got you. Anything we need to know about Wayne County and their special teams? I know you spent some time looking at those. Have you seen any tricks and fake punts, any reverses on kick returns or anything that's really...
They do a very good job, especially for kickoff returns. They do a great job of setting the wedge. We got burnt last year with it. So we've been really emphasizing that this week. They will run fake field goals, but they have a very good kicker. He's a sophomore, so he's going to be there another 2 years, and he does a good job.
Wow. All right, guys, we'll be right back to the Bennett Academy Coaches Show with head coach. Well, it won't be with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. It'll probably be with the quarterback coach Pete Irby, but we may have. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glynn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507 and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today and you be the judge.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terrier Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, St. Simons, and by Shellen Hogan. All right, we just got through with the offense with the special teams coordinator, Coach Kim Paul. Now we've got the quarterback coach, Coach Pete Irby. Coach Irby, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Bob. How you doing?
If I was any better, I couldn't stand it, and you couldn't either. All right, let's talk about you a little bit. Well, always the first question I ask is a little bit about the personal life. You married?
Oh, absolutely. Happily married. My wife, Jennifer, and I have been married 10 years now. I've been together for 15. We got two kids. We got Pete the fourth, and we got Scarlett. And we're very happy here on St. Simon's Island.
And if you hear some noise in the background, that's this kid beating another kid with a piece of PVC, but we'll be okay. Love don't draw any blood. All right, Coach Irby, you are the quarterback coach with us, and let's tell us about your coaching a little bit. You've had a coach at a few schools, a couple in Florida, a couple of well-known schools here in Georgia. Just touch on your stops a little bit before we get started with our quarterback.
Yeah, I played for Coach Gerald Odom down in Merritt Island, Florida, and was able to coach for him and some of my other former coaches down there at Cocoa High and Merritt Island High, and came up to Georgia in 2005 with Coach Odom's son, Jerry, who had just left. He was a defense coordinator at East Carolina and got a head job at Coffey. And we moved up here, a whole bunch of us from Florida together. And we coached in Douglas for about 6 years and made our way over to Ware County, worked for Coach Dudley for a couple years, and worked for a year for Coach Pender in Pierce County. And we finally made it to the coast. And we've been here for 3 years and really enjoying it with Coach Hidalgo.
So you were the quarterback coach for Coach Pender as well?
Yes, sir.
And Coach Pender, I think he's kind of privy or cotton to the spread. He likes to spread you out and throw the ball.
He runs that Valdosta State system. You know, he played in that as a player and does a great job with it. And I had a lot of fun coaching that year. You know, we got to spin the ball quite a bit and throw it around. And then
that was at Pierce County, right?
Yeah, that was at Pierce County, yes.
What was your record that year?
We ended up losing in the first round that year. I think we were 7-3 in the regular season, finished 7-4 to a good Cedar Grove team. You know, they ended up going real deep that year.
I got you.
But
it wasn't a fluke. It was
Stetson Bennett was over there. Stetson's a great young man, great quarterback. He could throw the heck out of it. Real football smart too. It was a lot of fun coaching that guy.
I got you. All right, let's talk about our quarterback we got now. DJ learns every day. I see you out there working with him on the option. He does a good job of attacking the corner. Passing, it really isn't where we need it to be right now. Coach Rock and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. It needs to gain some confidence, I guess. He's got the arm.
Yeah,
tell us about TJ.
Consistent is what we got to get. You know, there's at times he does some real good things throwing the football. At times, you know, we look like we're, you know, still green at it, you know. But I will say, you know, I was very happy this week with, you know, what we did, you know, especially yesterday in our Skelly period and even into our team period. You know, he threw some great balls. You know, he's a work in progress. You know, this time last year, he was playing ninth grade football. Playing some at quarterback, playing some at safety, some at wide receiver.
Absolutely.
Know? But TJ has really, really done a great job, you know, since we started working together since March, you know, in the off season, and he's come a long way since then, and, you know, we know he's got a long way to go, but we know he's going to get there too.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Actually, we don't have Coach Hidalgo. We've got Coach Pete Irby, the quarterback coach, spending a little time with our position coaches as we go throughout the year. What kind of speed does TJ have? I mean, he's got those big, long legs, and it doesn't really act like he's moving, but then you see him walking away for some folks when once he hits the corner. Is he a 4'8 guy, a 4'9 guy, somewhere in that area?
I really don't know exactly what his 40 time is. I know, he runs the hurdles and 400 and track, and I know he's 6'4". He's got some long legs. He can go. And when he puts his foot in the ground and he attacks downhill in the option game rather than getting strung out sideline to sideline, when he gets vertical, he can go.
Yeah, that is one thing as a coach. You try to teach your running backs his several terms that we use: run north and south, plant your foot and go, and that is what TJ is good at. Once he sees a hole, he plants his foot and goes.
He's making strides in the throwing game, but really, man, we're an option football team. We like to pitch it around, literally, TJ does a great job dealing the ball on the perimeter, does a great job calling the defense, reading the defense, executing his job there, running the option, and, he's already good at that, but he is getting even better and better every day.
Yeah, we had the offensive coordinator, Coach Harp, up here a couple of weeks ago, and he made the comment, we do throw the ball. I mean, people, that's one of the knocks on Glenn Academy, they like them to throw the ball, so they load the box. But we do throw the ball 15, 20 times a game. It's just behind the line of scrimmage.
That's right.
So it actually is a throw. Is a pitch, and we see TJ getting better and better every year. And like you said earlier, he's just a sophomore.
You're right.
So,
right.
A couple more years of working with this, you're going to see an all-state, possibly, definitely an all-region caliber kid. If it doesn't jump up this year, because there really are not many quarterbacks in the region much better than he is right now that we've seen.
Yeah, well, I know, of all of them in the region, I'd take number 16 every day,
right,
twice
a week. Yeah, we talked about him being a silent leader. All right, behind TJ, Coach Rock said a few minutes ago, we've always got a plan B. What is your plan B behind TJ? If he goes down or gets hurt or something, what's our rotation? What's our next move?
Sam Wagner's the guy, and Sam can run all phases of our offense. Sam throws a great ball. He can spin it too. He knows the offense. He can deal it on the perimeter. He can read the triple. Sam could do all the things that we would ask TJ to do.
Right.
Sam's helping us at wideout right now, and he's our stable factor out there on the perimeter, and he's doing a great job for us there. But if it came down to it and he had to go, he'd be able to step right in.
Yeah, which he did last year, didn't he? Play Randon went down, Randon Jernigan went down, and Sam stepped in one of the playoff games, and really didn't miss a beat, except a little bit of speed from Randon to Sam.
Right. He was able to throw a touchdown pass last year, I think, in the playoffs or late in the season. He's already thrown a touchdown pass for us this year.
That's right. And ran the flea flicker last week or 2 weeks ago with Shane Wells.
Sam can do a lot of things, and he is the ultimate team player. Whatever you need, coach, yes, sir. He's going to go and give it everything he's got. And, we're lucky. I wish we had more Sam Wagners.
Yeah, sure. Last week we talked about Sam pretty extensively. We talked about Shane rubbing his nose in there, 40, 50 plays a game. We threw him a bone. We let him score a touchdown. But Sam rubs his nose out on that corner, too, pretty good bit as a wide blocker. All right, Coach Irby, we're about to wrap it up. Any other thing, anything else we need to know about the quarterbacks situation in Glenn Academy? Other than it's in good hands with the quarterback coach?
That's it. I love coaching those guys. We got a great group of kids, and go Terriers.
I hear you. Go Terriers. There we go. All right, guys, we're traveling up to Wayne County this weekend to take on the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Thanks for coming out to the show tonight. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo. Special guest, the special teams coordinator, Kim Paul, and the quarterback coach, Pete Irby. Come out each and every Wednesday night at 6:30 for Marshside Grill. This is Bob Black signing off. Good night, everybody. Woo!